In Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, we have a pasuk. Tze'ena u'ena benos tzion. Go out and see benos tzion. Ba'melech Shlomo, go see the king Shlomo. Ba'atara she'itra la'imai, the crown that his mother gave him, b'yom chasunasai, on the day of his wedding, u'v'yom simchas libai, and on the day that his heart is happy. Rashi says that b'yom chasunasai, the day of his wedding, is referring to Matan Torah. No, not the Matan Torah, which happened on Shavuos, but the time that we got the second Luchos, which happened on Yom Kippur. B'yom Simchas Libai, the day his heart is happy, is referring to an occasion which happened during Shlomo HaMelech's lifetime. When he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, he made a Chanukas Habayis, which began on Zayin Tishrei and lasted till the end of Sukkos. Meaning that Yom Kippur that year, Klal Yisrael actually did not fast because it was the middle of the Chanukas Habayis, and therefore we have two events which we commemorate on Yom Kippur. One is the fact that we got the second Luchos, and the other is remembering this Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. Meshech Chochma in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Pasuk Tesvav, talks about this Pasuk, and it quotes a Medrash. And the Medrash says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Nechumia, Mahu ba'atara she'itra la'imai? What is this Pasuk of atara she'itra la'imai? And he responded to him, and he said, Mashal lamelech, it's a mashal to a king, Shaisala bas yechida. He had an only daughter, Vahia ayhava b'yaser. He loved her too much. He loved her more than anything. And he loved her so much that he called her a daughter, as it says, Shimi bas uri'i. And then he loved her exceedingly, even more, that he didn't just call her a daughter. Hashem doesn't just call us a daughter, but Hashem calls us a sister. As it says, Pischili achosi rayasi. Open up for me achosi, my sister. And then as a proof for how much Hashem loves us, it says that he loved Klal Yisrael even more than that, that he called Klal Yisrael mother. Hakshiva alai ami ulu'umi elai ha'azinu. And the word lu'umi is written li'imi, my mother. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was so excited about this pshat in the pasuk, the atara she'itra la'imai, that he got up and he kissed him on his head and he said, had I only come to this world just to hear this Dvar Torah, just to hear this Pshat, it would already have been worth it. We have many, many questions on this Medrash. What's he getting so excited about? What is the excitement of this Medrash? Not only do we not understand what he's getting so excited about, we don't really understand this at all. What does it mean that he loved, that Hashem loved Klal Yisrael so much that first he called us daughter, and then he called us sister, and then the height of his love, he called us mother? Why this order? Do we love sisters more than we love daughters? Usually you would go in the order of how much love you have and continue it up from there. So the Meshech Chochma answers and he says, these are not levels of love, but levels of responsibility. That means that at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us daughter. For a daughter, a person has a tremendous amount of responsibility. A sister, less so. You're on the same level. And a mother is a position above that of the person who is talking. Meaning, when the person loves his daughter, it's a tremendous amount of achrayus. He has to take care of her, he has to support her, and he can tell her what to do. A sister is equal, and a mother is above. What does it mean? The Meshech Chochma continues and says that these three levels are connected to the three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. At the beginning, Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship like with us was one of daughter. Hashem did everything for us. We did nothing. He appeared and pulled us out. We are on the lowest level. The Malachim said, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, V'halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael looks just like the Mitzrayim, and they were right. Hashem pulled us out, it says, like an ubar, like a fetus out of his mother's womb. He told them to do a bris milah, Klal Yisrael, and we didn't want to do a bris milah. So he made the smell of the carbon Pesach smell like an Eden so that we would want to eat it. And in order to eat it, we would have to make a bris milah. So they made the bris milah, and in that way they became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was Hashem's inspiration and pushing. Not just the physical redemption, which was certainly all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also in the spiritual sense. Hashem did all the work, and He pulled us out. We were like an infant daughter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got us out of our very low madrega. On Shavuos, it was different. We came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a sister, as we're going to say on Yom Kippur, Anu ma'amirecha va'ata ma'amirenu, which is reflective of Psukim. As Hashem ha'amarta hayom li'yislai le'lekim ve'lelechas bedrachav, we chose Hashem, we made a statement and we said, we want you to be our God, we want you to be our Master. And Hashem reciprocates by saying, Hashem ha'emircha hayom liyos layla am skula, kasher diber lach, v'lishmar kol mitzvaysav. And Hashem has chosen you today to be His am segula. We said na'asta v'nishma, with our own initiative. We separated ourselves for 3 days. We also did the work. Hashem came to us, and we came to Him as well. By the time we got to Sukkot, we were on a level of Imi. The whole musug of what happened there with the 40 last days when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, the third time, when we did work for those entire 40 days, and we came to Har Sinai crying, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down to us, and we desired the closeness, and we desired the relationship. And because of that tremendous desire that we showed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He reciprocated with the V'salachti Kidvarecha. He forgave us. The work that we did when we came forward, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down after Yom Kippur and he said, we're going to build a Mishkan, and he said, bring me all the supplies for the Mishkan, and we came running with everything that we had, plus, far more than was needed. This type of relationship is called Imoy. The crown that his mother put on Shlomo HaMelech was the crown of the day of Yom HaKippurim. When we did work, when we came with our own initiative and said, wait, we want this relationship. This relationship is important to us, and we're willing to put in all the work that is necessary for us to have this relationship. And this is the way we come to Sukkot every year. We've done, hopefully, done a lot of work over Elul, and then we came to Rosh Hashanah and the Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, hopefully with the Slicha and the Mechila, the Unechaltanu, that we've become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nachla again. We've become His heritage again. And we have 5 glorious days in between when we've worked so hard, and now we're flying on the inspiration that we have gained. Parshas Ha'azinu always comes out before Sukkot. Sometimes it's Shabbat Shuvah, and sometimes, like this year, it comes out after Yom HaKippurim. In Parshas Ha'azinu, Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayavai Moshe, Vayidaber es kol divrei hashira hazais, ba'aznei ha'om, hu v'hashaya ben nun. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and he tells us the whole divrei hashira, and the shira is not just Shiras Ha'azinu, but it refers to the entire Torah. The Chiddush HaHarim points out that the longest parsha that we have is Parshas Nasai. It has 176 psukim. It also has more midrashim than any other parsha. It corresponds to, interestingly, the longest Masechta in Dapim, which is Bava Basra, which has 176 Dapim, and the longest Kapitel in Tehillim, of course, Kapitel Kuf Yotes, which has 176 psukim. Parshas Nasai is always read after Shavuos. It perhaps signifies that after we receive the Torah, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're excited to get started, and we're gonna tackle the longest parsha. We want to show Hashem that we're determined to go, and nothing is too hard for us. Similarly, right now, after we've accepted the Luchas Hashniyos, and we did it with Ahava, we did it with love, we did it with inspiration, we did it with connection and desire, we get Parshas Ha'azinu. Last week's Parsha, we said, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazais. Torah is an obligation, yes, but Torah is a privilege. And we look at Torah as a shira. Perhaps it's quantitatively not the longest parsha. That's Parshas Nasa and Parshas Hazino is in fact one of the shortest parshias. But qualitatively, it's a shira. It's an expression of our connection. I heard this verse from Rabbi Eitan Feiner. It's an expression of the work we have done to get to this place. And we can enter how appropriately Zman Simchasenu, the Yontiv of Sukkos, where we're living the whole week in that sukkah, where we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Simcha, and we're saying to Him, there is nowhere else I would rather be, and there's nothing else that I would rather do. Sukkos has three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, and according to the Vilna Gaon, the hardest mitzvah of all to be mekayim is the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha, the mitzvah of being happy on Sukkos. Being happy because we have the shira, we have the song of the Torah, and we're zeichet to sing this song and to sing this song throughout our lives, but what a better time and opportunity to sing the song than immediately after Yom HaKippur. The Yontiv of Sukkos really doesn't have three mitzvahs, there's a fourth mitzvah as well, it's the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, and we should be zeichet to celebrate, perhaps even this year, Sukkos in Yerushalayim together with the Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Have a easy fast, a meaningful and successful Yom Kippur, and a beautiful Simchadik, Yom HaSukkos, Chag HaSukkos.